Amen. From this text that was read a few moments ago from Luke, the 8th chapter, walk back with me to that verse 27 as we pick up a couple of verses as our key verses today as we hear from God. Y'all there?
Amen.
Verse 27, and when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For he had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Verse 29 again, for he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. What were they from this topic? When God cleans up our mess. When God cleans up our mess. How many of y'all know that Jesus will clean up what we messed up? When God cleans up our mess. As many times as Jesus has stepped in and cleaned up our mess, you would think that we would be quick to invite Jesus into our situation. Y'all gonna pray with me a little while? And what I found out is that if we don't invite Jesus in, we're going to have other unwanted guests show up. But just like these gatherings, We often don't learn from our previous experiences. Back in Matthew 8, when Jesus healed some of the demon-possessed Gadareans, these people were more concerned about pigs and money than about people and mercy. I'm glad today to know that when we make a mess of our lives, and when we need to be cleaned up, God loves us enough to clean up what we messed up. He'll step in and invade our lives with his truth, with his light, and with his grace. You have a witness. God steps in not just to forgive our sins, but to also convict our hearts. You have a witness. God steps in. Somebody say, God steps in.
God steps in.
Yeah, he steps in our lives to heal us and to deliver us. Ain't God good? In this text, today Jesus stepped into a sick Gadarene man's life. This man was chained. Somebody say, I'm changed. How many of y'all been changed today?
Amen.
Jesus brought this man back to health. Won't he do it?
Yes, sir.
This word reminds us that God's power is greater than our sin. Greater than our shame. Greater than our circumstances. Greater than our struggles. And greater than the mess we create in our lives. Thank you, Lord. There is absolutely no one who cannot be healed by God.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
There's no sin that he cannot put to death. Do you have a witness?
Amen.
There's not one heart that he cannot tame.
Hallelujah.
Am I right?
Amen.
The good news today is that our God is a powerful God. who has come to clean up what we messed up. He's come to clean up our mess that we caused in our life. And Jesus will clean up what we messed up. Let's see what God says today. And we continue to look upon this word today. The scene in this text today opens with an invasion. How many don't mind God invading your life? Amen. Jesus stepped off the boat in enemy territory. See, I'm feeling that because too many days I managed to land myself in enemy territory. No matter how careful I am, sometimes I land right smack in the middle of enemy country. And how many know that that there's enemies all around us? The enemy surrounds us. This particular reason that Jesus was in was not a place where good little boys went to play. It was a Roman area filled with all kinds of non-kosher and demonic things. Jesus, however, showed up to seek, save, and heal. Won't he do it? He invaded this evil place with some power. How many know that Jesus is still packing power when he shows up today? Thank you, Lord. As soon as he stepped out of the boat, he met this demon-possessed man. This man was quite a sight to behold. He was a mess. He was naked and homeless and out of his mind. Somebody might think that this passage doesn't apply to them. Well, let me just tell you, none of us plan to be homeless. None of us plan to be naked. None of us plan not to be in our right mind. I'm going to let you just chew on that one for a little while. Let's think in for you. But one thing is for sure. We all need some cleaning up sometimes. Am I right? Yeah, let me leave you a few things. When God cleans up our mess. Y'all ready? Yes. The few things God want to leave. The first thing is this. He knows how to drive out sin. God, thank you, Jesus. He knows how to drive out sin. Sin get to try to possess us and control us. And I'm so glad that Jesus knows how to drive out sin. Let's look at the word again. Let's go back to that 27th verse and pick up a few verses of that 8th chapter of Luke. Let's say, and when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time, and he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound in chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, what is your name? And he said, Legion, because many demons had entered him. And he begged him that he would not command them to go out into the deep pits of him. Satan's pits. And then he said, now I heard of many swine was feeding there on the mountain. So they begged Jesus that he would permit them to enter them. and he permitted.
Yes.
How many of y'all know? Jesus knows how to drive out some sin. Yeah, see, if you got evil forces all around you, and demons trying to possess you, call on Jesus. They'll do just what you saw them do, flee. They gotta flee. Because Jesus comes packing power.
Yes, yes, yes.
They recognize it right away. Lord, can you permit us? don't send us down to the pits of, don't drive us down the pits of hell. Just let us go into those pigs.
Yes.
He knows how to drive out. How many of you know that we're born in this thing? Mm-hmm. And how many know that Jesus can break the bonds of sin? Isn't that good? Church, sin binds us and have us acting crazy sometimes. Can I preach this? I don't know if you heard it, but there's a common Christian saying. It goes like this. Sin always takes us further than we want to go. And keeps us longer than we want to stay. We may not be naked and out of our minds today, but sin has affected us all. Am I right? Evil has affected us all. Am I right about it? Sin is not just something we do. Sin affects everything. I say it again, sin affects everything. It affects our physical health. It affects our emotional health. It affects our mental health. It affects our relationships. It affects our habits. It affects our actions. It affects even how we love. Even Christians don't realize the effect of sin in their lives. Sin binds us up. Oh, but thanks be to God, Jesus knows how to drive out sin from our lives. Aren't you glad that you don't have to deal with all of this mess by yourself?
Amen.
Aren't you glad you don't have to fight all these evil spirits by yourself?
Amen.
Sin is like a woodpecker.
Yes.
What are you talking about, Pastor? Each particular attack makes noise. But doesn't seem to do much damage. But like the woodpecker, if you let sin chip away at your life long enough, it will leave an ugly hole that never fills. Even though sin had binded this demon-possessed man, he saw the power of Jesus. How many of y'all know that Jesus comes packing power? How many of y'all see the power of Jesus in your life today? Oh, thank God. Are you willing to let Jesus invade your life and clean up your mess? Are you willing to let Jesus step in and straighten out the mess that you cause in your life? This man knew that sin had controlled him. That's why you saw him saying in verse 28, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High?" Sin tries to bind all of us. Am I right? But we don't have to stay binded by sin. An old religious Chinese proverb says, there are two good men. One is dead, and the other is not yet born. I'll let you take that one home with you too. There are two good men. One is dead, and the other is not yet born. Sin tries to possess us. Am I right? Sin sooner or later captures all, but Jesus, somebody say Jesus, but Jesus. Thank God. Jesus knows how to drive out sin. Jesus can conquer the demons in your life just like he did this demon-possessed man. He can conquer pride. He can conquer selfishness. He can conquer lust. He can conquer gossip. He can conquer greed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When God cleans up our mess, first of all, he knows how to drive out sin. The second thing is this. Not only he knows how to drive out sin, but the second thing is he will restore us back to new. He will restore us back to new. Amen? Let's go to the word. Look at that verse 33. He will restore us back to new. Let's pick up that verse 33. Y'all there? Yeah. Said, then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. Oh, look at God. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. They also, who had seen it, told them by what means he who had been demon possessed was healed. Isn't it good to know that not only will Jesus drive out sin and evil, he will restore us back to new. How many know that God is in the restoration business? Amen. 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 After Jesus delivered this man from the demons and sent them into a nearby herd of pigs, we see an altogether new man. How many of y'all can claim that Jesus made you brand new today? Ah, oh, thank you, Lord. Before Jesus stepped in, this man was without clothes. He was without a home. And he had no companion. He lived all by himself among the tombs because he was out of control and no one wanted to have anything to do with him. Ah, but Jesus. Somebody say, but Jesus.
But Jesus.
When Jesus steps into our lives, we get prepped up, dressed up, and cleaned up, and we become brand new. Do I have a witness? How many know that Jesus will restore you back to new?
Yes, sir.
Won't he do it?
Yeah.
While Satan tries to take everything from us, Jesus will restore everything that we lost. Ain't God good? At one time, we were naked, but Jesus clothed us with his righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. At one time, we were naked. And Jesus clothes us with his righteousness. We don't have to hide in our shame anymore like Adam and Eve did in the garden. Amen? And the robe of Jesus covers over us. Covers over our sins. And covers over our shame. Ain't God good? Just like this man when he was sitting at the feet of Jesus. How many of y'all like to sit at Jesus' feet? Just like this man, Jesus will calm it all down. Won't he calm that mess down? We no longer have to run around trying to find peace or trying to seek approval. Jesus calms it all down. The power of Jesus allows us to sit and worship. Oh, thank you. The power of Jesus restores us back to new. Church, we find this man was restored in his right mind, restored to health. Won't God do it? Jesus made this man brand new, and he'll do the same thing for you. When the folks of this town saw what Jesus had done, it was a scary thing to them. They recognized that he was a living and powerful God. Make no mistake about it. Jesus wants to clean up and make us all brand new. Ain't he good? He wants to clean you up and make you brand new. When God cleans us up, first thing is, he knows how to drive out sin. And the second thing is, he will restore us back to new. And the last thing is this, he expects us to tell the story. He expects us to tell the story. Let's pick up that verse 38 and take it on home. Y'all still praying with me?
Amen.
Verse 38 says, now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away saying, return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you. And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. He expects us to tell the story. Anybody got any good news to tell today? Has God been good to you?
Amen.
You ought to tell it. Has it brought you from a mighty long way? Then tell the story.
Amen.
Just like this man, when something great happens to us, we want to stay with Jesus just a little while longer. We want to pray just a little while longer. We want to praise him just a little while longer. This man wanted to go with Jesus. He wanted to be with Jesus. He wanted to stay with Jesus. How about you today? Has God done something for you that you just want to stay with him all the time?
Amen.
You want to be wherever he is. Oh, thank you.
Glory.
The man wanted to go, but Jesus denied his request. Oh, there's a reason. Instead, he told the man, here's what I want you to do. Hurry up and tell the story of how you made it over. Tell it with some joy. Tell it with some praise. Go back and tell anybody about what God has done for you. Is there anybody out there who wants to tell somebody how good God has been to you? God is saying to us today, go and tell everybody your story. Tell everybody how good your God is. Go and tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell them that weeping might endure for one night, but joy comes in the morning. You tell them that Jesus has changed your whole life. You tell them that you've been redeemed and bought with a price. You tell them that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there that have a story to tell? If God ever healed you, you didn't think you were going to get healed. Tell it. And he blessed you financially, you didn't know where that money was going to come from. Tell it. Were you down to going to be able to pay your bills, but they were paid. Damn it.
Jesus.
You were weak and down in the bed. Didn't know when you were going to get up. But God got you up. Tell it.
Hallelujah.
Anybody been saved?
Yeah.
Tell it. Anybody been healed?
Yeah.
Tell it. Anybody ate today?
Yeah.
Tell it.
Yeah.
Anybody blessed today? Tell it.
Yeah.
Let people know that Jesus has landed on your shore. Let everybody know that Jesus already stopped in your life. Let them know that he's cleaning up what you messed up. He's healing your sin-sick soul. He's making a way out of no way. Tell it! Is there anybody out there willing to tell the story of how good God has been to you? Are there anybody out there willing to praise his name?
Amen.
He's cleaning things up for you. He's cleaning it up.
Yes.
He'll step in on time.
Yes, sir.
He'll step in and deliver. Am I right?
Yes.
On time. When God cleans up our mess, he expects us to tell the story. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me leave you with this. There's a story of a mother who came home from work one day to discover that her kitchen was in a terrible mess. Her young daughter had been trying to cook, and she had ingredients all over the counter and all over the floor. The little girl's mom was not happy. The mom then started to look a little closer at her daughter and noticed that her little daughter was very sad because things were not going so well. She actually started to shed a few tears. The mom also noticed a note on the table that had been written by the little girl with a smeared chocolate finger. The note read, "I'm making something for you, Daddy." And it was signed, "Your angel." Well, right at that moment, mom's heart went out to the little girl, and she cleaned up the little girl's mess, and she helped her finish making her little thing for Daddy. The little girl was full of joy, and she felt brand new, and she couldn't wait till her daddy get home to tell him the story. Church, it's like that with us. When life gets messy, Jesus steps in. Our life cleans things up, gives us joy, makes us brand new, and let us please our Daddy, our Heavenly Father. If you're sold out for Jesus, tell that story. When God cleans up your mess, make sure you run and tell somebody. We don't have to wait until he cleans up our mess. We can shout right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give him some praise.
Yeah.
Give him some glory.
Yeah.
He's worthy. He'll clean up what we messed up.
Yeah.
He's in the cleaning up business.
Yeah.
He's still in the saving business.
Yeah.
He's still in the blessing business.
Yeah.
You just make sure when he blesses you,
yeah,
that you don't keep it to yourself. Run and tell somebody. Give God some praise. Give him some glory. Give him some honor in this place. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your divine presence. Let us stand on our feet. As we come to our invitation, discipleship, just a closer walk. 356 of your hymnal, just a closer walk.